Movies are so much fun. They are a form of adventure, escape, and experience we might not otherwise have in our life. In this podcast, we'll discuss and encourage creativity in your children and making movie time special.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz and the topic today is Showtime, Movie Time with Kids. This is episode 229 and I'm not only going to talk about movies, but I'm also going to talk about the kids putting on plays and some creative ways to get the children engaged. I want to thank our sponsor, that is Sony Pictures Animation and Affirms Films. In the movie, The Star, and I'm excited to be sharing that they are our network sponsor. And just because we have sponsors, it allows all of you to enjoy the benefits of having podcasts like this be free. So be sure to visit the movie trailer, The Star Movie, and see if this movie is a good fit for you and your family. Well, kids love to put on shows, don't they? Whether it's puppet shows or plays that they make up. I know my oldest two put on more puppet shows than any other kids I know. They loved it. They had a captive audience, mom and dad, as well as extended family. And many kids love to watch movies too, and a lot of times they will take those movies and use that as the basis for the shows that they put on. And the nice thing about watching movies in our home is that you get to preview the movie first or just have that remote handy because unfortunately sometimes something will creep up that you're least expecting. Well, I'll share with you some fun ways to make movie night special with your family, and we're going to hit that in just a little bit. But I also wanted to talk to you about, just looking at movies through a filter. I mean, today it's difficult to watch a movie that we can approve of. And we as parents, often feel that a movie is unacceptable to us that our kids may want to watch. Years ago, my husband decided that and this is when we had young teens that were around 13 and 15, and this is our two oldest, that if a movie was not acceptable for them, then we wouldn't watch it either, even after they went to bed. He felt it was garbage in and garbage out. And let's face it, some of the images and graphics, whether online or in motion pictures, makes an indelible mark, doesn't it? So we want to try to, as much as we possibly can, avoid those movies that are not, ones that we feel comfortable with. In looking at the list of favorite movies, I have to say that one, some of the movie lists I looked at just kind of to refresh my own memory of what's out there because my kids are older now. And I looked at some that had like top 20, top 50, top, whatever. And I have to say like one list, I had to go all the way down to number 12 before I found a movie that I agreed with. And on another list, it was number 8. One of the reasons is that we didn't even as a family like a lot of the animations. And I know, sometimes there are movies that surprise us like the movie Up. And I know my grandkids love the movie, the Smurf movie, The Lost Village, that was a Sony animation, Sony Pictures animation. So, it's really a matter of preference, isn't it? And movie tastes reflect what we like, whether it's romantic, adventure, or action. So how do you cultivate creativity in your kids and also make movie night fun? So we're going to start with the creativity first. You know, I don't get the toy and game magazines any longer. I guess the demographics in my family have caught up with the junk mail people, and they realize I no longer have little ones to buy for. Well, I do, grandkids, but you know what I mean. And I used to look at these catalogs and pore over them, and I loved looking at all the stuff that I wanted to buy, and especially if the catalog had a throwback, a theme, whether it was, you know, older toys that were recreated new, like, you know, wooden puzzles and things like that. But one thing in one of these catalogs caught my eye, and it was probably one of the best investments I made. It was kind of expensive, but it lasted us for so many years because it was created out of wood, and what it was this stand. So it was a like a three-dimensional kind of thing, and it like a trifold. So it was had three sides to it, and it had hinges. So they were like a door accordion kind of a thing. I'm trying to explain it here, and I can see it, but it's hard to explain. And then the middle section had an opening with curtains for a puppet show. So the children loved this thing. It was a stand-up puppet theater. They used it for, you know, they'd close the curtain and use it to hide behind when they would come out and do their play acting thing. And it had a marker board on the outside where they would put like the time of the show and the name, and then they'd sell tickets. They'd write screenplays that they would act out. And later years, they used it more for a set. They would create backgrounds about their play or whatever they were staging, and they'd have their friends over and do like these really detailed plays with different, you know, scenes and everything. And it was great. It was super fun for them. And in big families, you always have a built-in audience. And of course, I never let anything pass without some type of documentation. I'm such a homeschool mom, right? And so I'd videotape this, and, you know, we documented it at school. After all, I counted it as, you know, writing was the screenplay and, you know, grammar and so forth. So it was a great experience for the children. And it was a great way to spark creativity. So, you know, I'm going to list a whole bunch of ways. And again, I have this on the show notes. This is episode 229. It is movie time with kids. So look for that in the show notes. I don't think I told you the episode number earlier. Okay. So what are some ways to encourage creativity? The first is encouragement. If you're sitting there and excited and engaged when the kids are doing something and not looking at your phone or your watch or anything like that, the kids are going to be encouraged and they're going to want to do more and more plays. The second way to encourage creativity is to take your kids to plays. There are low-budget dinner theaters that have pricing for kids, or you can look for a matinee that have you know, less expensive tickets. You can also, you know, use that as a birthday gift, or have the grandparents, you know, buy those kinds of gifts for the kids. The third is give the kids story starters. For example, I would give the kids something like this. One day as I walked into the yard, I was surprised to see, and then they could write about that and then act it out. Or it could be more complex, you know, as the kids get older. The fourth is have the kids use dress-up clothes. That is something that I would buy the kids, or they could use something like, for example, a scarf that I no longer wore. It's amazing what kids can do with scarves. It can be a cape. It can be head covering. It can be so many things. And I would give the kids, you know, like just older articles of clothing. Sometimes if I had something that was super sparkly, you know, maybe it was great for one Christmas event, you know, like a sweater, that would be something that the kids could use. Also old jewelry. My mother had a lot of beaded jewelry that she liked to wear, and the kids used that for so many years, and I think we still have it for the grandkids. It's in a box that they use for their dress up. Have the kids attend a speech class, like a Toastmasters when they're older, or just even a speech class that you can do as a homeschool co-op, or even just get a group of your friends together. And that encourages the kids with public speaking, as well as sparking their creativity, because a lot of times they're given topics and themes to cover and they can use that in their plays. Another point is to give them time to think. I'm not going to go into my soapbox on this one, but if you've heard my podcast for a while, I really encourage you as parents to give your kids some downtime, especially as homeschoolers. We have a little bit more time to do that, and like after lunch is a good time to just give them time to, you know, veg out. And that doesn't necessarily mean watching something on TV or video games or, you know, on a tablet or whatever, but just give them time to explore, to think, you know, go outside and lay down on the grass and look at the sky, you know, whatever that is, just give them time to think. And it's amazing what they'll come up with. The next point is count it as school. You know, acting and theater can be part of your school curriculum. It can be drama. The kids can use this as part of their creative writing. They can use it for art, research skills, composition, acting, you know, costume making, all kinds of things that you can do. And then they could also take it to the next level by signing up at a local theater and trying out. That has been something, because we do have theater companies here in town. That's a fun thing. Years and years and years ago, going back to the recesses of my memory when my oldest two were little, I helped a lady who really had some acting background do a huge homeschool undertaking. We did a play with, I would take scripts and I would make them fit 30 kids. Instead of like the 8 in the cast, I would add a whole bunch of lines that, you know, one or two kids can come out and say together. We did a Thanksgiving play, among others, and it was really, really fun. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to discuss ways that you can use movie watching and turn it into a treasured family event. And just like this, just like the kids doing plays for you, that is a treasured family memory that I have and something that I'll always remember. Well, we'll be right back. We are thankful to Sony Pictures and Affirm Films for being our sponsors, for allowing you, the listener, to enjoy the benefits of free programming. Be sure to visit the movie trailer, The Star Movie, to see if this movie is a good fit for your family.
Affirm Films and Sony Pictures Animation present The Star, the fully animated story of the first Christmas, told through a whole new set of eyes. Bo the donkey and his stable of animal friends follow the star to become some unlikely heroes.
That light, that's the star.
This is where it's been leading me.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
The Star, now playing. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. More information is available at thestarmovie.com.
Well, hey everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz with an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms, and today we are talking about Showtime, inspiring your kids to be creative with play acting, as well as in watching movies and making them memorable for your family. You can see the show notes on episode 229 on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, as well as a link to the movie trailer, The Star Movie. There you'll find the trailer, and you can watch that and see what you think. So in the first half, we discussed how to instill creativity using theater and drama to encourage your children. But what about watching movies? I've got a tiered approach I used with my kids. When my kids were young teens, we purchased a conversion van with a TV and VCR, and my kids were delighted. Not only did they have comfy chairs, but they also came equipped with stereo headphones. We took many day trips and longer vacations in that van, and my kids were hooked. In fact, all their friends wanted to ride with us wherever we go. The only thing I insisted upon were, first of all, educational movies, of which we had a ton, and the second were wholesome kid movies. I'm going to share with you some of my favorites. In fact, I am going to do another podcast on some fabulous movies that are kid-friendly that you can watch with any age kids. Some of them may be a little bit older, but like my kids didn't like Swiss Family Robinson. It was too scary when they were really younger, and then they ended up loving it as they got older. So, you know, if you watch wholesome movies with your kids, you'll be surprised that they are a lot more sensitive. It's not necessarily, you know, children who maybe typically are a little bit more sensitive. But your kids will be a lot more sensitive because you have filtered what they're viewing. And I, for one, think that's a good thing. Some of the family favorites that we watched in the van, in fact, my husband and I were in the front seats, but we could quote some of these movies to you. We love The Swiss Family Robinson, Snowball Express. If you haven't seen that one, it's a great one. The Apple Dumpling Gang, Hysterical. That was some of my kids love that one. Pollyanna was a great one. The Absent-Minded Professor. As they got a little bit older, The Rocketeer and The Parent Trap, the old and the new one, that was really good. And some that had a little bit of combined animation and acting, and that was Mary Poppins. We stayed away from some of the fanciful ones as much as possible, but of course, you know, the Absent-Minded Professor and Rocketeer and also Mary Poppins fell into those realms as they got a little bit older. So how can you make movie time special with your family? Well, you can do a basic, basic thing, whether you just pop a movie in and you're watching it or you're streaming it from one of your favorite, places to watch movies. But we would do a different thing, depending on how much time we had. But this was typically, what we did was we set aside one night a week. And whether it was a Friday, a Saturday, basically it was just those two nights, Friday or Saturday, where we would, have this really fun family night. So we would either, watch a movie or we would host it theater style in our backyard. So this is kind of what it looked like. The first is we'd start what I call it the easy way. One day a week for us, mostly it was Friday night. And we'd look at our menu, and for dinner it would be pizza, whether it was homemade or delivery. One of my favorite ways to make pizza was just to take the big either Cuban bread or Italian bread and slice it down the middle, add sauce and cheese and toppings, or just heat it up plain. That takes no time at all to make. It's a fairly inexpensive if you can buy the mozzarella in bulk. And it is super yummy. What's not to love with bread and cheese, right? And it was super easy to make. So we would have pizza for dinner, and then we would decide ahead of time what our movies are, because there was no fighting allowed on the fun movie night. That was not acceptable. So we, mostly my husband and I, would set up the calendar ahead of time. And that was just part of our, family calendar, so that they knew what was coming up. And then we'd have popcorn and or ice cream, so either one or the other, but mostly popcorn. On a larger scale, we would do all of the above, except we'd set up our large projector screen and hook our computer up to it and watch a movie on the big screen. Now, I had a projector, most of you may not, because of all my years of being, a speaker in homeschool circuits. So I still, to this day, have my very expensive large projector that still works. I guess it, things that are older work better than the newer things, right? And I know that you can buy projection type of devices now for very little compared to what we spent back in the day. You can hook it up to your computer and watch a movie, whether you're streaming it or if your computer still has a DVD. A lot of the newer ones don't, but you can buy an external DVD and it's not that much money. So if you have those DVDs, you can still use them. And then on an even larger scale, we would do all of the above, have pizza for dinner, have the projection screen and computer, but then the kids would sell movie tickets. They'd set up a booth, take our tickets, serve us popcorn, and then they would be the ones who were hosting the pretend drive-in theater, or we would, be shown to our seats and things like that. You know, as the kids got older, sports got in the way, and we often changed the night of the movie night depending. So typically they didn't play both Friday and Saturday, but if I had more than one child playing, that could happen. So as much as possible, we would do it on Friday or Saturday, and if we couldn't, we'd do a shorter version of it during the week if they got all their schoolwork done. I was a big believer in rewards only for good work done. So you can imagine that my kids were sure to get their schoolwork done that week. And then we would have time to discuss the movie, especially if a surprise scene popped up. If it was a movie you had not seen before, I always kept the remote handy so that I could fast forward a scene if I didn't think it was quite appropriate. And it could have been something like, you know, overly fighting or a little bit too much slapstick when the kids were younger. I could get very, very picky in the day. And then we'd also talk about it, you know, like, what did you think about that scene? What could the producers have done better? You know, and have the kids think about it and, you know, use that as a teaching moment. I also use this time when I would select the movies, to look for ones that taught life lessons whenever possible. And we followed up with that during our school time with questions. And when I do the podcast on watching movies, I will have some printables there that I used with my own kids when they would watch movies. So I would ask things like, you know, the name of the movie, the producer. If it was based upon a book, I'd also ask for an overall theme. And, you know, that was short and typically 4 or 5 sentences that describe the plot of the book without giving away the ending, as well as a critique. Did they like the movie or not? And I have those listed as follows. 1, the movie title. 2, the producer. 3, was it based upon a book? Yes or no? And then the book title, if there was one. If they liked the movie, often they would read the book, or a lot of times, for example, Chronicles of Narnia, they read the books before they got to see the movie. 4, the overall theme. And 5, 1-paragraph description of the plot. Or more if they wanted to write more. 6, the critique. Did you like it or not? And if you did, why or why not? And 7, what would you like to see changed, or what would you do differently if you were writing the script? And believe me, my kids had a lot to say about that. It was so much fun to do. And to this day, we still treasure movie night. We don't get to do it as often as I'd like to. And, you know, having older kids, the movie selections have changed a bit, but they are, you know, for the most part, ones that I would be comfortable watching with them. So I want to thank you so much for listening in. And whether you have kids that are sharing their creativity through drama, or you are watching and discussing movies, I hope that these pointers and tips have helped you. Again, we're thankful to Sony Pictures and Affirm Films for being our sponsors, for allowing you, the listener, to enjoy the benefits of free programming. Be sure to visit the movie trailer, The Star Movie, to see if this movie is a good fit for your family. And you can find a link on the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, podcast 229, Showtime Movie Time with Kids. Thanks so much for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye, and God bless.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.